we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Back here at Paul Ousley Stadium, Viking Field, Fleming County has journeyed down Highway 32 to take on the Round County Vikings. Fleming County is 2-1 on the season. They defeated Henry Clay 20-18 in week one, defeated Nicholas County 54-12 in week two, and then lost to Mason County 49-21 last week in Maysville. Play Round County tonight. They'll take the 15th off. And the next game after tonight for Fleming County will be Russell at home, a 7:30 contest there in Flemingsburg. Round County opened with a 34-14 loss here at home to Lawrence County. Went on the road, lost to East Carter 35-6, and last week defeated Bath County 39-6. Next week, after playing Fleming County, a rival for tonight, and it'll be sort of a rival game next week with Mason County, and that will be homecoming next week, 7:30. It's also the week that Moorhead is going to have the Moorhead Arts and Eats Festival in downtown Moorhead. It's also family weekend in Moorhead next week for Moorhead State, so that'll be a great weekend. Fleming County is led by Nate Martin, the quarterback. Now, you have seen this person play on baseball, basketball, and football. He was using the name Nate Ruart, but he is now Nate Martin. He's a 5'11", 150-pound senior. Has hit 24 of 48, one interception, 410 yards, and four touchdowns. The leading rusher is fullback Austin Trent, 5'10", 215, a senior, 418 yards rushing, four touchdowns. And their outstanding receiver is Landon Johnson, a 6'1", 169-pound senior, 13 catches, 222 yards, and three touchdowns. Round County will have Jackson Hamilton in this game. He had a high ankle sprain last week, but is not scheduled to play any on offense, but will play on defense, at least spot play on defense. So his spot at wingback is going to be JT Judd, the 5'10", 165-pound freshman, who rushed 75 yards last week against Bath County and two touchdowns, two carries, and two TDs. Lane Pelfrey will be at the fullback, and Grayson Smith, the wingback. Of course, Madden Owen has had a great season at wide receiver, a 6'1", 195-pound senior, 13 catches, 222 yards, and two touchdowns. Officiating crew, they should be getting the coin toss here shortly. First time we've had this crew this year, P.D. Harris. The second is the referee. Paul Buckley is the umpire. Head linesman, Rusty Mitchell. The line judge, Jeff Atkins, he came up and talked with us. Also brought the contraption that the referees should be able to call the plays out over the PA system. And then the back judge is Davey Anderson. Well, they're waiting for them to come out. We'll go ahead and take our final break here in the pregame show here on WIVY.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Back here on Viking Hill, Round County set to run through their tunnel. Fleming County set to run through theirs as well, as we are not far off from kickoff between the Panthers and the Vikings. Really cool story, Randy. I want to mention, I was looking through the games from around the area and a lot of games of interest that caught my eye. Bath County at Estill, West Carter at Floyd Central, Raceland is at Pikeville, Paris at Montgomery County. But there was one game that just honestly really, really stuck out to me. And that is the game of
Jackson County hosting Shawnee from Louisville. And the reason that one is because they're so far apart. And the reason because of that was Shawnee in 2020, because of the Breonna Taylor protest, and won't get into the politics left or right about that, just stating a fact, because of those protests, Shawnee couldn't get anyone to play them. So Jackson County loaded up the school bus, drove up there and played them in a game of football, and there's all kinds of cool video of the coaches' pregame speeches, some of the players' interviews after the game. Well, tonight they're playing for the fourth year in a row, and that's one thing that I think is really special about Kentucky, is that not only did Jackson County go out of their way to do that for Shawnee, but they've continued it, and definitely a positive message being spread in that game for sure.
Had a school right next door to Jackson County start things like that a while back. David Fraley, when he was down at Powell County, he brought in some Louisville teams, and they played, you know, rare to see Shawnee or Seneca, no schools come into Eastern Kentucky.
Round County has won the toss, and they have deferred. So Round County will kick off to Fleming County to get this game rolling, and Round County will kick off from right to left as Fleming County will receive to get this game underway. Round County, green uniforms with black sleeves with a black stripe down green pants with green helmets with a silver RC on the side. Fleming County, nothing flashy about those uniforms, which is kind of surprising to say from a Fleming County team. Just basic gray pants, white tops, black helmets. Usually when it's baseball or basketball, you see some sort of like Indiana Hoosiers stripes or pinstripes, but that may be the most plain Jane uniform I've ever seen. Round County with white lettering and numerals, Fleming County with black on those white jerseys.
And you can see both sets of numbers really good tonight.
Round County has won three of the last four. But, Randy, I don't know how much you looked at the matchups between these two.
In the past?
Yeah.
No, 11-11.
It's very interesting, and the records only go back to 1998. From 99 until 07, Fleming County won every matchup. In some games, scoring 73, 48, 47, and 46, okay? 2008 gets here, and Round County flips the script. They rattle off six wins in a row with point totals as high as 71, 56, 55, and 49. Now, they've gone back and forth. No one's won more than two in a row since then, but there for a while, these two teams had a rivalry that, well, it was lopsided most years.
Well, it certainly became a rivalry. Both teams have had games where they have, jumped out and won easily, maybe when they weren't supposed to. So it's been a good series.
They allowed some students onto the field for a tunnel for Round County. And I'm going to be honest, you don't see this too often. You can see a student section fully developed for Fleming County here, and they have a theme. Not too often you see the road team with a theme student section, but Fleming County has done that today.
Yeah, another good crowd. We were talking with Coach Kelly Ford about it, about all the great crowds they've had. Well, we've got another good one here tonight.
Randy Stacy alongside. I'm Jared Stacy. I want to give a quick shout-out for providing my dinner tonight to the Round County High School girls basketball team. Coach Stokes provided the cooking. Coach Ford brought the buns. Bummed the water off of Coach Stokes, so big thank you to them. And to say that Coach Stokes is excited about this year's basketball team and his girls would be an understatement.
It'll be a little different.
It's going to be different, obviously without Haven, but you're bringing back so much talent. And heard that the other Ford is starting to really impress down at the middle school level, and we may be seeing her a little quicker than others had expected.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. She has grown and gotten bigger and stronger, and that's a key.
Drake will be the one to kick off from our right to left at the 40-yard line. And Drake will send it off to Trenton Hickerson, standing at the 20, and it is going to fall into the lap of, Horn. Horn's going to get it at the 20, picks it up, 25-30, stays on his feet. Nice run out to about the 35-yard line as he just picked it up and dropped it. Was expecting Hickerson, the 6-foot sophomore, to be back there, but instead they send back Jordan Horn. Nice block by Landon Johnson on the sideline as he was pushed out by a host of Vikings. Last to run away was Braden Perry. You could pick any number of about five Vikings to give him credit for the tackle there. Now walks Nate Martin, 5'11 senior. Four TDs on 410 yards passing. Pistol formation, he'll kick it off with Austin Trent in the backfield, and he will turn and hand it to Austin Trent. Cuts left just before the line of scrimmage and is walloped.
That does not happen often to that young man.
Warren Chambers on the stop. He was getting some love from the teammates, and he actually lost a yard. The hole was open to the right, and he cut back to the left for some reason. I don't know what that decision was for on the first play.
She gets the ball in the back, deep in the backfield because of that pistol formation, and he's pretty good at finding a spot usually.
Austin Farrow, receiver to the near sideline, two left. Pistol formation again. Martin will pass out to the left. That is going to be complete to Johnson. Gets it across the line of scrimmage, across the 35, and pushed out of bounds. Good gain there of about six or seven. Four Round County. Look like Arnett on the stop, third and five, as he did get to the 37. Fleming County working it to that far sideline here early, moving from left to right. Pistol formation again, same exact formation every play, two receivers left. Man will go in motion, and they will hand it to Trent, who lowers his shoulder, breaks one tackle, breaks two, shreds another, and gets across the 40 to the 45 for a first down. He was hit and wrapped up at the line of scrimmage, then a second time short of the first down and still able to break through him. As he bear-hugged that football, lowered both shoulders. I'm not even going to say lower a shoulder. It was his whole body out to the 47.
I think they made him mad on that first one in the backfield.
Trent, 5'10", 215, and a senior.
From our standpoint, we had to keep an eye on number two, Landon Johnson. He is a great receiver.
Three receivers to the near side, one left. Snap and a handoff to Trent, and Trent's going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage. What a nice tackle there. That is Jackson Hamilton. Hamilton just went straight for the knees in a non-malicious way.
Glad to see him back from that high ankle sprain. Too bad we probably won't see him on offense, but that's okay. He is the leading tackler on this team.
Second and a long 10 as they back that football up about a half yard. Pistol formation in the snap. Pass out left to Harnes. Caught across midfield to the 45. Down outside the 40-yard line by just a half a foot, out of bounds, and it's a first down, and that is the 40-yard line of Round County. And it is going to be the 40, exactly on the 40. They'll bump it up a touch. Left hash, first and 10, Fleming County.
Coach Ford on their pregame talk said they like to get them in space, and we've got to do a good job of tackling. Well, hasn't been that way yet.
It's the Round County 40. Pistol formation once again. Martin will take the snap, hand it off to the man in motion coming across the formation. That's Harn. He gets it across the line of scrimmage to the 35-30, where he'll be drug out of bounds, and that'll be another first down for Fleming County. Drug down from behind by Braden Perry again. A couple times we've mentioned his name. Aiden Barker as well following the play. They went from the left hash at the 40. Let's go right hash at the 30. First and 10. Fleming County. We're just past 2 minutes in here on Viking Hill. Taking the snap in the pistol and passing left is Martin. Gets it complete to Harn once again across the 25. Spins out of a tackle down to the 20, where he'll be drugged down from behind by Levi Moran. I beg your pardon, that's Gabriel Rayburn. And that will go down to the 19-yard line and flip it over to the left hash. Those three plays right there, exactly what you're talking about. Do you have a crystal ball or something and can predict that? They are playing to the open side of the field every single play. Left hash, right hash, this time now back to the left.
Three consecutive first downs.
In the pistol and handing off to Trent is Martin. Trent has a huge hole across the 10-5, touchdown Fleming County. The senior finds his fifth touchdown of the year. and runs that one in from 19 yards out in Fleming County. Has struck first here at Round County. On the hold will be Austin Farrow with Parker Sills. To attempt the extra point, Evan Conley running onto the field late as Fleming County only had 10 men. Good snap, good hold, kick up, it's good as well. And it's 7-0 Fleming County, 9-19. Left first quarter here on WIBY.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Fleming County set to kick off. Parker Seals kicking from left to right. Richardson back to return with a couple other Vikings, and this is going to be a short punt that is going to be fielded by Drake at the 28. And down across the 40 will go Drake. The kicker catches the kick, if you will. And 42-yard line, Round County will start first and 10. Not bad field position at all.
Nope. To at least stifle the momentum of Fleming County a bit, they really need to get a first down or two, at least on this series.
So from their own 42, Abram Norden and company will get rolling. Norden will go under center, two running backs in the backfield. Richardson goes in motion to the near sideline. They will turn and hand off to Pelfrey, who gains a couple yards to the 44, where he'll be pushed back. And that is now 2nd and 8 from the 44. Round County not in a real big hurry right now. 7-0 Fleming County under 9 minutes first quarter. Norden under center will take the snap. Quick pass out in the right flat, and it's tipped and almost intercepted. Caden Arrowsmith read that like a book, and that left hand got a fingertip on it, and it went tumbling to the turf. That's a cool name right there. You like Arrowsmith?
Not really. This Arrowsmith's a pretty good kid, but, you know, I'm talking about the group.
I would hum or sing a song, but I don't want to get copyright. Copyright flagged. What they call that, DMCA or anymore? Where they flag people who are streaming and live music's playing. Third down, 8 to go from their own 44. Rainey made a great point. Round County could really use a first down. As Norton back to pass. Norton's going to go deep down the sideline trying to find Owen. And the pass is incomplete. Ford. Coach Ford right there in front of it. He does not like that there's not pass interference as Landon Johnson was right in the grill of Madden Owen.
I agree with Coach Ford. I don't understand. You know. Oh, well.
And that'll send on the punting unit. That pass a good 22, 24 yards down the field. Jordan Harn and Landon Johnson will go back to return. Watson will be the one to punt it. 4th and 8 from their own 44. Round County would really like to flip the field, and we have flag on the play. And that's going to back it up 5 yards. And so far, the field mic does not work very well on the referee. So back inside the 40 at the 39, 4th and 14. Clock stopped at 8:27, 7-0, Panthers lead. It's an end-over-end punt that hits at the 31, kicks back towards Round County's direction to the 28, is will be where it's at, and picked up there, and it will be Fleming County first and 10 from the 28-yard line. And always good to have Shane Ramey listening in her ear, and a former official. Face guarding was taken away 2 years ago as defensive pass interference, so that official would have deemed that that was face guarding.
He ran through him. I don't mind the face guard. Running through him, to me, is a different thing.
I just provide the explanations given to me. First and 10 on 28, left half. Fleming County will have it. Will be Martin in the pistol. And as always, Trent, our game's only scorer, will get the handoff, and he breaks free. He has it to the 40, cuts back at midfield. One man to beat, 40, 30. Trent across the 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Fleming County.
Nope,
I beg your pardon. Did he step out? Yes, he did. He stepped out inside the 10 at the 6-yard line.
64.
You knew what I was waiting on. I don't have my calculator out, so anything above 10. That was a lot, though. Kid's a player. Hard to go down, quick, broad. They're going to go for two. Oh, first and goal from the 6, excuse me, as he did not get in. Pistol formation with no surprise. A handoff on the play, but this time it's handed off to Johnson, and he will get the 6 points. Aiden Johnson gets the touchdown run. 13-0, 7:59 first quarter, and you couldn't have scripted a worse start, Randy.
Nope.
Sills on for the extra point. Kick up. And it's good. 7:59, first quarter. Two-score game already here on WIBY.
Ah, the beauty of a perfectly toasted McDonald's breakfast bagel. But what about inner beauty? Behold, fluffy egg, melty cheese, plus a sizzling steak patty, sausage or bacon, and any size soft drink or tea for $1.29. The true beauty of a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel is in the mouth of the beholder. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop will have a yard sale on Saturday, September 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street. There'll be great deals on household items, decor, and much more. Everything will be priced less than $20. Check out all the bargains, enjoy the soda fountain, and get prescriptions filled. That's the Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop yard sale on Saturday, September 16th with great deals on household items, decor, and much, much more. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street in Moorhead.
So far, it's the Austin Trent Show. Two huge runs, touchdown. It's 14-0, and set to kick off is Seals. As Seals, a line drive kick that is going to roll out of bounds at the 17-yard line. And Jeff Atkins has been working out in the offseason. You can tell he threw that flag way up in the air. Jeff, an official in multi-sports, getting a pat on the back from one of the coaches. I think he made a comment, too. So we'll take a stroll out to the 35-yard line, first and 10 Round County. Beautiful night for football as Norton in the shotgun. Running back to his left, and he will hand it off to that running back. That's JT Judd. He's got some space across the 40 out to the 45. Right at the first down marker, he will go down.
By the way, that was a two-play, 72-yard drive that took all of 17 seconds.
And that's going to be a first down on the first play. Does somebody have a train horn?
Not sure what it is.
45-yard line. Richardson bounces over to that left side. Two receivers left, and they call Judd's number again, and he's going to be wrapped up and lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage and almost had his face torn off. One of those Panthers got his hand on the mask and immediately let it go. Loss of one.
Davey Anderson didn't mark it at the 45. Now they've got it up. Anderson did have it marked right. No gain.
I hope Davey's been able to get some sleep here of late.
Yeah.
New dad in the last year. Was it basketball season he became a father? And he just threw it on me. Just came over like a minute before the game tipped and said, "Hey, Jared, I became a dad, by the way. Have a good one." Dave, another person who officiates multiple sports. Second and 10 as they do bounce that ball back up. And offsides. Fleming County has a player jump. Guilty party is Jonathan Hickerson.
Yeah, we get in the neutral zone. Took a while for the flag to come out, but that was not tough to call.
I'm not defending him, but the official on that near sideline, it looked like his flag may have gotten stuck in his belt because when he ripped it out, he gave it a real aggressive second tug. So I think we may have had an equipment malfunction on the official. Ball right on midfield. Norton will give it to Judd. It's a reverse to Richardson. Richardson following blockers, gets it across midfield to the 45, down to the 43, and I don't blame Norton, but Norton kind of gave up on a block there as he saw coming with a full head of steam Aiden Johnson, and he's nothing to sleep at. And I think if he hits that block, and like I said, don't blame him for not hitting it, but I think if he hits that block, that may be an even longer run, 6-1, 244 for Johnson.
I'm pretty sure Kelly Ford doesn't want him to block.
That's probably what he heard on the sideline. At the Fleming 43, first and 10. Hand off to Judd, running near side, gets it across the 40, and Round County has a little something cooking here in this first quarter after falling a little stale on their first drive. 14-0 midway through.
Coach Ford mentioned this on the pregame show, and I waited to see what JT, you know, what it was going to go be like for him early. But Cole Wallace's breakout game as a freshman was against Fleming County.
There is a timeout on the field. We will go ahead and keep it right here with Fleming County leading 14-0. Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? Well, it's a Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort for the pro in your demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude. The mow with an attitude's a new one this year. Is that a new slogan for them?
I guess so. But, you know, if you got a bad boy, you got to say something about it.
Oh, that's a great phrase. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. Randy and Phillip are the guys down there at Montgomery Tractor Sales. They did have in their ad, you know, ask them for any questions, but I think we may have bugged them enough that they pulled that out. Second and 5. Round County will take the snap and hand off. Did not see who that was who got the handoff as he went straight into a pile of Panthers.
Well, he's not supposed to be playing on offense, but Jackson played that one on offense.
That's why I wanted to make sure. I thought I saw 6, but it was Hamilton who will come out after that run of just a couple yards, 1 yard, 3rd and 4 from the Fleming 37. To Round County, you really want to come away with some points here. Two receivers right, along with a tight end. One left. Norton being flushed out of the pocket after a shotgun snap pass down the field. It's going to be complete to Owen for a first down. Caught it with the fingertips, drug the foot behind him, and it's a first down. What a play there by Madden Owen. Johnson was on the coverage, and it was great coverage. And I got to give credit on that pass by Norton. It looked like he may try to throw it away, but he said, nope, I'll try to thread the needle, and he did. What a play. First and 10 from the 32. Hamilton goes to make that rather. Richardson will go in motion to the left side. Shotgun snap. Handoff to Judd. Cuts left. Now cuts back right up the middle and will get it inside the 30 down to the 29 for a short gain on first down. Second and 7 will be upcoming. Austin Trent on the tackle. He plays both ways.
That is a big, strong middle linebacker. And running back.
Does he play any other sports?
I can't remember. I mean, you know, baseball would be an obvious to say, but I don't remember.
Judd in the backfield on the right hip of Norton. Two receivers, left, tight end, right. Norton going back to pass, goes deep down the field, has Owen, but it is tipped incomplete. Nice play by Landon Johnson, who had to leave his feet in a diving effort and falling back to tip it. And Owen, he looked open for a second, but Johnson somehow able to get back.
That pass was something short. I don't know why. I don't think I should cheer myself much because it was a beaten two steps until the ball was thrown short. Gosh, and they're not playing the cover two with a safety over at the top on Madden Owen.
Owen's impressive. Fun to watch. 6'1", 195, and a senior. Norton takes the snap, steps into a throw that's going to be deflected by Trent. Austin Trent, who's rattled off a couple big runs, just deflected the pass, and he's limping as Norton was crushed as he stepped into a hit to make that throw. And it's going to be fourth down from the 29, 7 to go. And Kelly Ford may take a timeout here to see about Norton and think about this fourth down play. The ball just inside the 29, and Kelly Ford is trying to explain something to the official. I think he may have thought that was roughing the passer of some sort.
A couple plays could have gone Round County's way, but have not. But it's been, you know, the Indians haven't called a lot.
14-0, 4:30, first quarter. Fleming County in control, Round County going for it on 4th and 7. Richardson goes in motion. Norton takes the snap, goes deep down the field, has a man open, but he overthrows it. Had Braden Birchfield, but he overthrows it, and we have a penalty back near the quarterback, and this is going to be roughing the passer. Poor Norton has been rocked two times in a row. So that's going to be a 15-yarder. And that's from the line of scrimmage, so move that into the red zone. All the way down to the 15-yard line.
Should be the 14. Let's see if they mark it right. They shorted them a half yard on that. I can't tell if it's inside. I think it is inside the 15.
We'll call it the 14, then. It's pretty much the 15. First and 10. Three go in motion, two to the left, one right. Judd in the backfield with Norton. It's a free play for Round County, but they blow it dead as Fleming County had someone jump off sides. Interesting being at a high school game and hearing the white hat. So from the 10-yard line, it will be first and 5. Round County threatening.
Ooh, empty. They love to blitz.
Norton's by himself, and this may be a jailbreak blitz here. Fleming County will bring the house. Quick dump off is going to be complete to Hamilton at the 10. Cuts back at the 5. Stretches for the end zone. Did he get there? He did. Touchdown, Vikings. So much for Jackson Hamilton not playing any offense tonight. Caught it at the 10, cut back to the inside of the field at the 5, and then from about the 3, dove for the end zone. And the officials took a quick glance at each other. Both nodded their head, and up the arms went. 6 for Round County on the board. Drake will be on for the extra point, Norton on the hold. Good snap, good hold, and that kick was blocked. The line fell apart completely. Getting that block, it looked like was Hickerson, but Brown County will get on the board. It's 14-6, 4:19, first quarter here on WIVY.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Drake set to kick off, and this is going to be an onside kick attempt that is going to be caught at the 41-yard line by, make sure I have the name, that is Johnson, and he just falls to the turf right at the 40. That onside kick attempt by Round County a little too firm.
It's 11 play, 65-yard drive that took 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Jackson Hamilton, a 9-yard pass from Norton. Kick failed.
The kick never had a chance. The line never gave it a chance. And from the right hash, first and 10 from their own 40 for Fleming County, 14-6. Martin in the pistol with Trent right behind him. Trio of receivers left, and they will dump out to one of those receivers. That is going to be caught by Harn, who's going to gain maybe 2 yards on the play. Drug down by Hamilton from behind. Owen over there as well on the stop, right in front of the Fleming County bench.
There's no good way to defend this offense with Austin Trent in the backfield. If you spread out and try to cover the folks out on the wings tighter, then that leaves it wide open for him up the middle.
That trio of receivers will come to the open field now on the right side. One left with Trent in the backfield. Pistol formation, the snap and the handoff to Trent, and he's going to be drugged down after a gain of 2, shy of the 45, but third down and medium upcoming. Chris Alderman and Marvin Moore, Hall of Fame inductees tonight for Hall of Fame night. Third down, 6 to go. Three receivers right, one left. Pistol formation again. And Round County jumps off sides. Warren Chambers, the guilty party, from a right tackle position. And third and 6 now turns into third and 1, and it's no doubt 4 down territory, barring a massive loss on third down. This will almost always be a handoff to Trent. And it is. Runs right up the middle and gets the first down, gain of 3 across midfield. I could have had a blindfold on, Randy. You could have told me the situation, and I could have told you a handoff to Trent up the middle for a short gain. So just into Viking territory are the Panthers. 2:20 clock rolling. First quarter, snap, handoff to Trent, running off right tackle, and is going to be drugged down from behind. Nice play by Pelfrey to drag him down by his ankles. 1 yard gain, 2nd and 9. Fleming County from the round, County 48. Second and 9. Pistol again. Tight end in the formation this time on the right side. 2 receivers left. And they will pass out to one of those receivers on the left side. And breaking a tackle is going to be Landon Johnson, following blockers for the first down across the 40. And they had him wrapped up at the 45. Broke that tackle, then found a blocker to get all the way across the 40 to the 37 for a first down. He was halfway to the ground. From the 37, left hash, Fleming County, the Viking 37 to be specific, 1st and 10. 3 receivers in the formation. 1 will go in motion, and they will pass over to the left. That is complete to Landon Johnson, trying to shred tacklers, and gets a nice chunk inside the 30. I'll bring up 2nd and short. Quick update from a big matchup tonight. Raceland 7, Pikeville 6 at the end of one quarter. I'd say Raceland's looking for some distractions with their football program. Inside the 30, 2nd and 2. Pistol snap, and they give it to Trent, who runs into a teammate and barely gets back to the line of scrimmage. 3rd and short upcoming. Barnett on the stop. No gain, 3rd and 2. Almost for certain 4-down territory still for the Panthers. 14-6, clock winding down, first quarter. Hand off to Trent. Dives for the first down, and we'll get across the 27 for that first down, down to the 26. New set of chains for Fleming County. And that will do it for our first quarter. 14-6, Fleming County leads in driving here on WIVY.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit 1. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Minutes in the books, 14-6. Fleming County leads, and it may not be that score for long, Randy.
Brown County's boys golf team will go to Montgomery County tomorrow and compete in the tournament there, and then Coach Sloan and Christian Parker will on Sunday go down and play a practice round in Owensboro. He'll play as an individual in the 2A championships on Monday.
Girls. I hope they put the pin on the slope on number 15 and cut the green down to 11 and a half on the step meter. They're playing at the old country club, right?
Yes.
I guess there's nowhere else
Hills,
to play.
Irish Hills or whatever, yeah.
Indian Creek, Irish Hills, Country Club. I mean, it's been everything.
You're right. The girls' team qualified, so they'll be down in Owensboro for that.
Well, when you're as well coached and your coach has the golf knowledge as Tyler Maynard, I mean, I don't know how you can't qualify. Had a chance to talk with Tyler before the game. Always good to catch up with him. He was also a recipient of some of that food from Coach Stokes. Pistol snap, and they'll hand it off to the man in motion. That is Jordan Harn getting around the edge inside the 25 on first and 10 down to the 20. Looks like he'll gain 6, maybe 7 yards.
Coach Sloan, we talked about some. Coach Ford, really concerned about tackling, and with good reason.
Second down and short. Coach Sloan knows his fair share about football now.
He's a lot of years at Ole Miss. Got to see some big-time SEC football.
Second down and 3, right hash in Viking territory. They go to Trent, and Trent's going to be yanked down. Barnett leading the charge. Doug Binion with a classic quote there. He said, tackled by the entire defensive line.
He did give him a yard.
He did give him just inside that 20 down to the 19. Third down and short. Round County desperately could use a stop here. But probably still four down territory, knowing the Panthers. It will be a pistol. Three receivers left, one right. Trent in the backfield. Back to pass is Martin. He's going to go deep for the end zone, and it is going to be incomplete. Intended receiver was Landon Johnson. Good coverage by Madden Owen. Actually scratched that. It looked like Birchfield on the coverage. He's the one getting the taps on the helmet. That's going to bring up fourth down, and Fleming County's going to keep the offense out on the field.
Parker Seals is a good kicker, but that would be, you know, like a 36, 37-yarder. I don't think with the guy they've got in the backfield, I don't think so.
So Trent will be the running back. Three receivers left, one right. Pretty much the same formation we've seen all night from Fleming County. Fourth and 3. They're going to pass, and it's going to be complete in the right flat to Landon Johnson. Stays on his feet inside the 10-5 and drug down from behind by Birchfield. That is inside the 5. It's going to be the 3 or the 4.
They had a horrible time getting the football out there.
Like 3 people dropped it. Yeah. And it is going to be the 3. So first and goal from the 3, clock winding. 14-6 or score, Fleming County leading, and they're looking to add to that lead any moment. The right hash, Trent in the backfield. It's where you flip a coin. Heads is left, tails is right. The first part's handoff to Trent. Handoff, and they go left this time. He cuts back right and is going to be held up by Pelfrey and a few others. And they're going to say he lost a yard back to the 4. That's where the box moved to. Let's see if they move the football. Yep, they do. That is inside the 5. We'll call it the 4. Second down and goal just inside the 5. They'll bunch up in a power eye formation. We'll take the snap. Pitch to the last man through. Coming through is Jordan Harn, and he's going to get in for 6. Big power eye and a huge hole developed, and the last man through was the beneficiary, Jordan Harn. And Fleming County sends the extra point unit out. See if they can make it 21-6. And attempting that extra point will be Parker Seals, and that's going to be blocked. If I had to pick somebody to give credit to, it looked like Brody Barnett was the closest one. So with 9:17 left in this first half, it is 20-6. We'll keep it right here. We talked a little bit about some games, and then obviously the really cool game going on with Jackson County and Shawnee. We'll look at some other games of interest and common opponents throughout the year. Ashland Blazers at Bardstown, Southwestern at Belfry. Huge matchup, Scott County at Boyle County tonight. Mentioned Bath at Estill, West Carter at Floyd. East Carter is at Greenup County. GRC at Henry Clay. Magoffin County at Russell. Pike County Central at Powell County. Bell County at Perry County Central. Paintsville hosting Martin County. Morgan County hosting Fairview. And Paris has made the short trip to Montgomery County. Boyd County at Mason County. Hazard at Letcher County Central. And Breathitt County at Johnson Central.
14 plays, 60 yards, 6 minutes, and 59 seconds. And Jordan, Arn, you know, my eyes are really bad because, see, I thought that was ham.
Well, do we need to get you a magnifying glass?
Probably.
I don't even know where you get one of those. Walmart, maybe? Fleming County on to kick. Amazon will surely. Amazon has everything. Sills, little pooch kick. That is going to be fielded by Drake at the 20. Coming to the middle of the field, 25-30. Drake has a hole to the 40, to the 50. Drake has one man to beat, and he is not going to be able to beat him out across the 30-yard line. Nice, nice return for Round County. They'll have it inside the Fleming County 30. What a hole. I don't know if Fleming County had a mix up on the coverage unit or Round County just had textbook blocking, but Drake looked like he was coming through the Red Sea after Moses had swung by. First and 10 from the 27. Maybe that's the shot in the arm that Round County needed. 9:07, second quarter, 20-6. Two receivers left, tight end each direction. Judd in the backfield with Norton. Have to capitalize on plays like that. Snap, and they try to hand it off to Judd, and before Judd can even get the handoff, Norton is walloped. And Norton's lucky he didn't fumble it. He is hit way in the backfield. Leading the charge was Caden Arrowsmith. Second and 15. And that's the thing that Round County does sometimes, and it happens with a lot of football teams. You get that big play, and you get all the momentum, and then just one simple mistake by one player. And one player goes left, the other goes right. An example right there.
Well, Abram knew that, and I think he got on his offensive line. You know, it was just had no chance.
Didn't have a chance to hand it off, and if you're not perfect, you'd have even less of a chance. Norton will be by himself. We have a timeout, Round County. We will break as well. 8:13, second quarter, Round County. Important drive here in this second quarter, trailing 20-6 over Fleming County here from Viking Hill.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
I got us out of here as quick as I could, folks, and they still beat us back in the action. The play was a pass in the right flat to Hamilton. It had to be a floated pass on second down and 15, and Hamilton had it pop out of his hands and kind of tapped his chest and said, my bad. So incomplete on that pass to the near flat, and Norton is injured. Norton got absolutely crushed in the chest area by somebody on the hip when he threw it. And Norton is looking like he's going to try to stay in the game on a third and 15 from the Fleming County 32, 20-6, 8:09, second quarter. Somebody better head on to the locker room and get some bags of ice ready for Abram Norton. He has taken an absolute beating today. Judd in the backfield. They're having to rush. As the back judge has his hand up, signaling the play clock's running down, Norton heaves it down the middle, and it's going to be complete across the 15 for the first down to Birchfield on a post route. And he's down on a knee, and he's injured himself. But it's a first down to the 14 as Norton had two Panthers breathing down his neck. He stepped into the pass, and coming across the field, like I said, was Birchfield, unaccounted for. First down from the 14. And let's see if Norton will catch a breather. Nope, he won't. He's staying out there. Ball in the right hash, down to our right. Round County, green uniforms, green helmets. Fleming County, white tops, green gray pants with black helmets. Norton will take the snap, and it's another reverse to Richardson. Richardson, coming around the end, has it to the 10-5, touchdown, but it's not going to count.
Tell you what, I hope that guy is sure that he got it right, because that was behind the play. And
yeah, well, you notice I didn't get excited at all when I said touchdown, because as soon as I saw that flag coming down, the area about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, you'd almost know exactly what it's going to be. And that's going to back it up 10 yards. And once again, Randy, Round County gets a huge play. And then,
I'm sorry, he started to put it on the 26 instead of the 24 and thought better of it. Yeah, it was
just another 10 yards given back to Fleming County.
Is it second down or first down?
First down from the 24.
Thanks.
20 to go. They need to get all the way inside the 4 to get a first down so they can get a first down without scoring, as Judd's going to get the handoff rolling right across the 25 to the 20, hit from behind down to the 17-yard line. Good piece of tackling there by Isaac Fry. First time we mentioned his name.
Down to the,
and they'll get 6 yards back on that play.
Second and 14 for the Vikings.
Second and 14. A lot of open field to the left. Would love to see Round County use that here. People who listen to me broadcast regularly know I say that about every single football game. Love going to the open field. Richardson in motion to the near side. Norton will take the snap. Goes back to pass. Has Drake. And Drake drops it.
Oh, Pete. My goodness.
Drake drops it. Blackstone was breathing down his neck, but Drake, coming across the field, tapping his chest, he knows that's one you got to reel in.
Yeah. I'm Norton. I say, don't tap your chest, catch the ball.
And he just did a two-hand slap on his helmet. That's one where you're...
Another great thrown ball by Norton.
Yeah, that's the one where in film, you kind of put your head down, you know, put your head over, hand over your face real quick, try not to look up, because that one would have been a first down and maybe 6. Because he was right at the 5-yard line, and his momentum was pushing him towards the end zone. So he's for certain getting the first. Third down. Norton will take the snap. Pumps short. Goes deep into the end zone, and Hamilton can't reel it in. Great coverage in the end zone. And that coverage was by Arrowsmith. Nice pump fake on the running back rolling out of the backfield and then going deep for the end zone. But fourth down coming in Round County. Has to go for it. They don't have anyone who can kick a field goal. You're interviewing Ryan Neff at the half. You've already interviewed him. But did you ask, is there a kicker on the soccer team maybe that football could steal for a game or two?
No, I didn't bother with that. We stuck to soccer.
Ryan Neff, Randy's halftime interview. Fourth down, 14 to go. Round County from the Fleming County 18. Norton will take the snap. Steps in the pocket. Passes down the field, and it is going to be picked off. Picked off on the play, but is Landon Johnson getting the interception? They were trying to find Madden Owen, and Landon Johnson did a textbook job of getting between the offensive player and the football when it was thrown. And he'll get an easy interception there. But to be honest, Randy, really, no harm, no foul, because the ball will go to the 20, and even if it would have been incomplete, it would have been pretty much right there anyways.
Yeah.
So only things that hurts is the stat column. So with 6:37, second quarter, a 20-6 score, Fleming County leading, and they'll get takeover.
Landon Johnson's doing a great job on Madden Owen, but you got to get the ball up where he had no chance to go up and wrestle him for it because it was thrown in, you know, a little short.
Nate Martin will take it, and it's going to be a double reverse. Coming around is going to be Austin Farrow, and Farrow's breaking free, 30, 40. We've got flags everywhere. Who hasn't thrown a flag? He's drug down on the other side of midfield. And we've got a hat being thrown by an official signaling a flag.
That should mean there's maybe two fouls on the play.
We've got flags at the 22, 27, 41, and one just got picked up near the 45. And this is one of those times I'm glad we have a microphone. Let's listen in after they sort this one out.
What type of bad block was it? Hold, crack,
I did not see it. It's one of those plays I saw in the corner of my eye, Randy, and it was nasty. It was a nasty hit. I couldn't see what it was, but I just saw someone's body whipping back.
Personal foul. Blindside block. Offense number two. The dead ball period. Number two removes his helmet on the field of play. That's an unfortunate conduct foul on number two. Number two's first unfortunate conduct foul again.
Landon Johnson was tacked with a illegal blindside block, and then after he saw the flags, took his helmet off while the play was still going on. That's key, Randy, while the play was still going on. That is an automatic in the rule book, no doubter, another personal foul for an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and that will be his first of this game. If you get a second one, you're disqualified. So this is going to go from all the way from Round County territory, roughly the 44 where the play ended, all the way back to the Fleming County 7 for a first down
23.
In 23. That is a huge turn of events.
I don't even think that block was necessary. And then it was.
And then he showboated it.
Yeah.
And then
remember Pinckney? I think he's from the same family that Pinckney was, a great receiver in the past for Fleming County, and he was pretty proud of his accomplishments also.
Not Fleming County, never. Snap handoff to Trent, following blockers, gets it to the 8-9 yard line. Doesn't gain much at all there, just about a couple yards. That'll bring up second down and over 20 still.
He tried to pop it out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Gain of 3 on the play.
Good crowd here on hand.
Second and 20.
At the 9?
Yep, we'll say it's the 9. Second and 21. So Pat McAfee is on ESPN now. Did you see his big announcement today?
No.
Every Thursday, he gets an exclusive interview with Nick Saban. Pretty cool. And obviously, Saban talks a whole lot more than just Alabama football. There's way more to Saban than just that, which I know is hard to believe. Second and 21. Martin back to pass. He's in his own end zone, rolling out, looking, and just steps out of bounds at the five. Martin, and he almost committed the worst sin you can and run into the end zone for a safety and out of bounds on his own. But luckily, he realized where he was immediately and scampered out into the green grass out of the end zone and ran out of bounds at the four. That Dan Orlowski, who did that, ran out the back of the end zone.
26 to go.
Now I'm letting you do that big math.
Yeah, I don't know who you talked about, so I can't comment on that. I have no idea who that person is.
Played for the Bears. He's on ESPN now as a NFL commentator. And anytime like there's a weird safety like that, people always tag him on Twitter. And he always has to tweet, "Okay, guys, you can stop tagging me now." Because it's like obviously one of the most embarrassing moments. He takes the snap and runs straight out the back of the end zone. So third down. And just a long, long ways.
They took a timeout.
Yeah, Fleming will take a timeout. And we will as well. Fleming County, third and a whole lot, leading by 20-6 here on WIBY.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Third down, 26 to go. Fleming County from their own 4. And I'm not joking, folks. They lead 20-6, 5:29. Shotgun snap. Martin goes back to pass, complete to Trent. Trent just barely gets out of the end zone and is going to be drugged down from behind. Great job of tackling there. Have to see who the number is. Oh, 60. I thought it was 80, and there's not a number 80. It's Dominic Justice, and we have an injury on the play. And that is Trent. That could be massive, folks. Oh, my. Trent, the star running back, is down. And some of the Fleming County players are showing some immediate concern. Landon Johnson and also Jordan Harn are looking over top of Trent, and they came to a knee right beside him. We can say what we want back and forth, Randy, about, you know, players and rivalries and counties, but this is the last thing you want to see at all, and Trent is in some severe pain, folks. He's not putting much of any weight at all on that right ankle. And he's getting help over to the sideline.
Well, you know, when folks have had ankle injuries through their career, sometimes when you get one, it hurts for a little while.
Never get it healed. I swear, it's something I've always heard with ankle injuries. There's always that doubt. A great example was Derrick Rose when he tore his ACL. There were worries that he'd always have that doubt of being able to play again, and obviously he was able to make a great comeback. But Fleming County's going to punt on 4th and 26. And they're punting from their own end zone. Excuse me. Got a flag on the play.
He didn't have a helmet on, didn't get set.
And Parker Seals is going to punt this out of bounds at about the 35-yard line, the Fleming County 35-yard line, and there is a flag.
I don't know if it was maybe somebody who would have to replace Trent in that situation, but they got on late.
Ball spotted out at the 34. Let's see what the white hat calls.
Illegal shift is what it was.
So they're going to re-kick from the 2.
Yeah. 4th and 28.
Well, that was a pretty good field position. But now they're going to have to do such a strong job of keeping someone from getting in there and blocking the football. It may maybe returnable.
The returners are Watson and Drake, and they're standing at the 35 of Fleming County. Not a bad punt at all. Watson will field it at the 45 and drop it, pick it back up, and it's going to be yanked back at the 45-yard line. And Brown County ends up having worse position after that penalty. It'll be back at the 46 of Fleming County.
First and 10.
And it will be first and 10 Round County from there.
That was awful good field position. It was scary. It was such a good field position to make them kick it again. And what you didn't want to happen, happened.
So from the 46, could have been the 34. I wonder if they had to accept that illegal shift penalty.
Because he kept looking over the sidelines, the white hat did.
Under center's Norton, and he will hand off to Hamilton. Lowers his shoulder at the 43-yard line and gains maybe one more yard to the 42 on first and 10.
About four on the play. We got second and six.
Brown County homecoming next week against Mason County on the road at Ashland Blazer, then hosting Johnson Central. Going to be a tough next 3 weeks, to say the least. Second and seven. They give it to Hamilton again to the right side, across the 40, trying to shed tacklers, and is going to be shoved out of bounds, shy of the first down marker. 38-yard line, two to go for the first on third down.
We got third and two for the Vikings.
And scratch that. They're actually going to bump that up a yard. Nope, that's right. Third and two. Round County looking for some points. I'll tell you what, things get real interesting, Randy, if Brown County runs the clock out here and scores before half, and then they are the ones who will get to receive after the half. Back to pass is Norton. Norton shreds one tackler. It's going to be hit as he throws. Ball's on the ground. Let's see who has it. Officials are signaling it is a fumble, and Fleming County is showing that they have the football, and the white hat has already said that the ruling on the field is a fumble. And Matt Hamilton goes out and tries to plead his case. But it is called a fumble and ruled a fumble.
Fumble, first down.
So first down, Fleming County, as they recover from their own 38. So Norton was going to throw it, and it was a just snap of a finger moment.
Tell you what, armchair quarterbacks, I tell you what, they have had a ton of stuff to talk about in the last few minutes.
The officials are saying his arm was not moving forward, so it's considered a fumble. If his arm was moving forward, it would be considered an incomplete pass. So first and 10 from the 38, Fleming County after the fumble. It happened so quick, bang, bang play, that you could probably argue it either way. Pass out in the flat, complete to Landon Johnson across the 45, across midfield, first down. Huge gain on first down with under 3.5 to go here in this first half. Cross drug them down. So the Viking 45 will be where it goes to.
17-yard gain.
And again, Norton. Milliseconds from getting into that throwing motion, according to that official, but that's all that matters is what he thinks. Pass over the middle to from Martin is complete at the 30, inside the 30. That is, didn't see who caught it. It looked like Isaac Fry. It is down to the 26-yard line of Round County, first and 10 Fleming County, and Fleming County back rolling on offense.
Round County had a couple men there could have broke on the football and didn't.
First down Fleming County.
Pistol formation. Man will go in motion. They will hand it off, though, to the second guy that grabs it. First time we mentioned his name. That is Eldridge. Excuse me. Make that Everidge as he gets it inside the 10 into the red zone on a huge, huge game. Down to the 5-yard line. Fleming County will have it with 2:20 left in this first half. Preston Everidge. First time getting a touch. Aiden Johnson in the backfield this time now, as they will hand it off to the man in motion, and that is going to be Jordan Harn, who is going to get in for the touchdown, but there's a flag and none of the officials signal touchdown. Weird play here, so it must mean it's a hold. It is against Fleming County. Austin Farrow's the guilty party with 1:58 left, clock stop, first half. Fleming County leading 20-6 and threatening again. Now they move the ball again.
The first and goal from the 12-yard line.
So from the 12. Pistol formation, 3 receivers left, 1 right. They'll call Johnson's number in the backfield. Treads 1 tackler, make it 2, make it 3, and he's in for 6. It's a hard man to get down, and Round County couldn't do it right there. 26-6, 1:51 left here in this first half.
Who did you say scored?
33, Aiden Johnson.
He plays defensive line, too.
Panthers will be attempting a two-point
conversion. And it will be a two-point conversion attempt. Pistol formation. We'll hand it off to Johnson. Bounces off one tackler and can't get past the second. Two-point try will fail. 20 the lead with 1:51 left in the first half. We'll be back in just a moment here on Viking Hill on WIVY.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings. Perfect for truck beds, brush guards, farm equipment, boats, trailers, and more. Line X of Moorhead also has truck accessories, including bed covers, hitches, and Nerf bars. Avoid damage from rust and everyday wear and tear. Call 784-1155 and protect your investment for life. Mention this ad and get 10% off your Line X protective coatings. Line X of Moorhead, located off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorheadKY.com.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Abachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Fleming County on to kick. Parker Seals will be the one to kick off. Richardson and Watson back to return. .151 left in this first half and 20 the lead as Seals. A little pooch kick that Josh Drake is going to go back and field at the 23. Across the 25, cuts back at the 30. 35-40, still on his feet to the 45, and Drake with another good return. So at the, to see just shy of midfield, we'll see where they actually put the box. 47-yard line, it looks like, first and 10, Round County. Round County will get the ball to start the second half. So from the 47, Vikings looking to get some much, much needed points as Norton will have Judd in the backfield. Two receivers and a tight end right, one receiver left. from their own 47. Norton pass complete to Owen at the 45 of Fleming County, down to the 40. Staying on his feet, Matt Nolan. A scrum has broken out at the 36-yard line, and finally the whistle blows, and Matt Nolan never went down to the ground. Nice pass there from Norton to Owen. Brown County with a hurry-up offense. 1:33 left till halftime, 26-6, and Norton spikes it. Brown County has timeouts. Awfully early, I think, and a long way away from the end zone to spike it there.
Lots of things have been really strange in my eyes, so that's just yet another one here in the last few minutes.
For Round County, Abram Norton will jog in from the sideline.
Second and 10.
Yeah, they're not going to get the playoff. Spike the ball and then not get the playoff.
The back judge has his hand up, counting down. Norton will just barely get the snap off. The rush is on. Norton heaves it down the field, trying to find Hamilton, and Hamilton slips and falls to the turf. The pass will be incomplete. Third down and 10 upcoming.
We're at third and 10 for the Vikings.
And so now, if Fleming County stops Round County on third down, they will take their timeout and force Round County to punt or go for it. 26-6, 1:22, first half. Norton bringing the play in from the sideline. Brown County to the line. Third down and 10 from the Fleming County 37. Two receivers right, one left. Norton will take the snap. Norton pass to Owen, complete at the 30. Owen shreds the tackler, staying on his feet down to the 25 for a first down. To the 23 he will get with 1:14 left. Norton and Owen sure are connecting. It's good to see.
That gain is good for a first down Vikings.
24, 23. It's hard to see.
23 is where it's going to be. Snap, Norton rolling out to his right, flushed out of the pocket, pass down the field, and it's going to be complete to Birchfield. Touchdown! He keeps his feet in inside the pylon. Much needed touchdown there by Round County, and we are going to have a flag on the play.
An eligible receiver downfield.
Yep. So wipe the touchdown and an eligible receiver downfield. My, oh, my. Six the score remains. And one of the students had the flag out waving on the track, and one of the parents had to go over and tell him, hey, man, they wiped the field goal, or wiped the score. Excuse me. So back to the 28. It'll go first and 15. 1:02 left in this first half. Norton takes the snap, pump fakes, throws down the field, and it's going to be picked off. It was partially deflected, and it's picked off by Austin Farrow, and he's going to be dragged down back inside the five, as he actually lost about 8 yards after it was intercepted, trying to get away from tacklers.
Ball down inside the five-yard line.
But Austin Farrow, one play after, Round County puts it in the end zone, but it's wiped off for an illegal man downfield, gets the interception.
Ball will be placed on the five-yard line where we first down Fleming County. Timeout.
And Round County is going to take a timeout. And Kelly Ford is going out to talk with the officials. He's all the way out at the hash marks. Obviously not pleased. B. 53 seconds left, second quarter, 26-6. And Kelly Ford, with his hands on his hips, very animated conversation. And I think what he's worried about, Jeff Atkins is the official on the far sideline who called the illegal man downfield. I think he may be upset with that. Either way, though, this is going on so long, the Fleming County cheerleaders have decided to just go ahead and wrap it up for the first half. They're leaving the field. And Kelly Ford's meeting with the officials is wrapped up. So it'll be first and 10 from the 5, their own 5 for Fleming County. Left. Let's see how aggressive Fleming County wants to be here. In the pistol, taking the snap. It will hand it off to Trent, flying in the backfield as Trent's going to break free. The 20, 30, Trent still on his feet, 40. Flag is way back in the backfield. Trent still on his feet across midfield. And
Trent on the carry, tackle by.
This is going to be a hold against Fleming County, so this will be coming back. That is why I didn't bother with the play-by-play.
And I can, I'm sure there's some Fleming County fans that are yelling, make-up call on that one. So the ball will be put on the turf in between the 2 and 3 yard line. Tell you what, I think Round County gained an extra half yard on that. It's all the way back on the 2.
Take what you can get. So Fleming County now needs to make sure they hold on to the football. Don't want to give up a late score on a bad play. Clock running, but Fleming County will have to take at least one more snap. 15 seconds, Fleming County from their own 2.5. Snap and handoff to Trent. He falls to the turf, and that's going to do it for our first half. 26-6. Fleming County leading Round County here at the half. Randy will come back with some halftime stats and a word with Ryan Neff and a look at Round County Athletics. Halftime score, Fleming County 26, Round County 6 here on WIVY.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owensville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Back at halftime, 26-6 Fleming County, but Rayon County should be much, much closer. They shot themselves in the foot, made some really questionable decisions, and unfortunately, you know, instead of being back within a score in a really good football game, they're down by 20. Fleming County opened the game with an 8-play, 68-yard drive that took the first 2 minutes and 41 seconds off the clock. Austin Trent scored on a 19-yard run. Parker Seals added the extra point, and it was 7-0. Round County got the ball back and ended up having a punt. Fleming County got it back at the 8:16 mark of the quarter, and it took them only 2 plays and 72 yards. In 17 seconds, Aiden Johnson scored on a 6-yard run after Trent had made a long run, and it was 14-0 there, and we were not even to the halfway mark of the first quarter. Round County then got the football and did a great drive of their own. 11 plays, 65 yards, 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Jackson Hamilton caught a 9-yard pass from Abram Norton. The kick was blocked. That made it 14-6, Fleming County. Fleming County got the football back with 4:16 to go in the first quarter, and they kept it all the way until the 9:17 mark of the second quarter and went on a 14-play, 60-yard drive that took 6 minutes and 59 seconds. Jordan Harn, a 4-yard run, kick was blocked, and it was 20-6. It was there where Drake made an excellent kickoff return, and Round County started getting those in a situation where they might could get right back in the game big time, but an interception stopped that drive. Fleming County got it back. Brown County held them and got it back at 4:48. 3 plays and Round County fumbled the football. Fleming County got it at 3:34 mark. They then drove 3 plays, 62 yards. And again, Aiden Johnson got the score on a 12-yard run. The run failed with 1 minute and 51 seconds to go before half. It was 26-6. And that's where the score ended. But Ram County got some great breaks, another great return by Drake. And it ended up being an interception. Again, Ram County was called for having an eligible receiver downfield on a play. They scored a touchdown. And it was just one of those things where Round County had a chance to get back in it, but really were their own worst enemy. Fleming County got it back with 53 seconds to go in the half and ran 3 plays, ended up losing a lot of yardage, and then time ran out in the half. And we went to halftime at 26-6, Fleming County. Round County's played well. This is probably their best outing of the season.
But, you know, just some things that could have just a little bit of different plays, a little bit different decisions could really have been back in this one. But instead, they're down by 20 at half. Again, our halftime feature when we come back, the first part of it is a conversation I had earlier today with Ryan Neff, the boys soccer coach, as they get prepared to go tomorrow to Owensboro and play Warren Central in the 2A championships. And, of course, we're also going to talk about some other sports and even mention that the golf teams are going to be represented down in the 2A championship also. We'll have that feature when we come back after this on WIVY.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We'll begin our halftime show tonight with Round County boys soccer coach Ryan Neff, whose team, second in the region in RPI, will go to Owensboro tomorrow for the semifinals of the 2A championship. And that's always a good thing when you can play for a trophy.
Absolutely. We are excited about the opportunity to head down and for our young athletes to have this overnight trip and that kind of an experience and play for this 2A championship and see what happens.
Warren Central, that's a pretty good region as far as soccer goes.
Absolutely. They're an excellent team. I got to finally see some film on them this past week and have a little bit of an expectation of what to expect when we see them out there on the pitch. And, you know, they're a great team. They're a young team, but they are really well coached, and they seem to possess the ball really well. They're super fast. It should be a really good opportunity for us to see what we really have as our team.
With that, with soccer, sometimes with baseball and softball, you think it's a pitcher, and you know, in soccer, you know, your keeper could have a great game. You don't always have to be the most talented team to win games.
That's true. Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's easy to say, but mental fortitude and heart and effort all really play a big-time role in it. And a lot of times momentum takes its place, too. So, you know, you come out there on fire, and even though we may be a little bit less skilled in certain areas, we can certainly hold our own and try to get the upper hand on them.
What style do you all play?
Well, we want to try to play possession ball and really work our the sideline and work towards the corner flags and then kind of work on crosses or what we call angle backs. Simple soccer is what we try to do. You know, we have some really good speed at times, and we have some kids that can possess the ball pretty well. We just have to put it all together.
Balanced scoring on your team.
Yeah, absolutely. And we kind of expected that to be the case. You know, as I think we mentioned before when I've talked with you, you know, we lost Blake Mullen, who was just a kind of a dog, as they might say these days, who was just a great goal scorer. And we knew we'd have a little bit more balanced attack this season with some of the younger guys as well as some of the older guys contributing to our scoring and assists.
Play tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and I assume that's Eastern time, so it's KHSA. Use it.
Nope. It's actually 4 o'clock Central time, so it'll be 5 o'clock Eastern time.
And the two winners tomorrow, and who are the other two teams? We'll play for the championship game.
Yeah. So the on the other side of the bracket in the semifinal is DeSales and Boyle County. And that should be a great matchup. I don't know much about DeSales. I've gotten to see Boyle County a couple times, and they're always a great team. So really four really excellent teams down there, and we'll see who prevails.
And championship game would be scheduled for what time on Sunday?
Championship game is scheduled for 1 p.m. Central Time on Sunday.
The girls are there, too, I assume, for soccer?
The girls' teams are down there. I can't say I've followed exactly who all's down there for them, but I'm sure they'll have a great time as well.
Rest of the season, have you got all your district games in already?
We have. We've finished up district seeding, and we should end up being the two seed based on our recent loss to Fleming County on Tuesday night. But, you know, those things happen, and, you know, it's not the tournament yet, so we're not too concerned. But, Fleming County will be the number one seed. We'll be number two, and then I'm not sure about Bath and Menifee. I think it'll be Bath 3 and Menifee 4th.
Where will the district be played?
District will be at Round County this season, so we're excited to be able to host the district tournament this year.
First week in October, roughly, right?
That's correct. Yep, first week in October, and, you know, we'd love to have everybody out there for that to cheer these guys on.
Taking a look at other Round County High School sports teams, the golf team for the girls and boys will both be participating in Owensboro in the 2A championships. The girls will compete as a team after winning the sectional. The boys will have Christian Parker competing as an individual in the 2A championship. Both should have practice rounds on Sunday with the tournament on Monday. Also, the Round County boys team will play at the Montgomery County's tournament on Saturday and then leave for Owensboro on Sunday. The boys and girls cross-country teams are competing at Asbury in Wilmore in a meet that's hosted by West Jesmond, and that's on Saturday. Girls soccer, 3-6-0 overall, 3-2 in the region and 3-0 in the district, will be in action this week on Tuesday at Russell and on Thursday at Greenup County. Round County volleyball team is in the Boyd County Invitational tomorrow. Then on Tuesday, they'll travel to Wolf County, and on Thursday, they'll compete at Lewis County. That's a look at Round County sports. We appreciate Coach Ryan Neff for sitting in with us today to be a part of this halftime feature, and we'll be back with more here on Halftime after this on WIVY.
Ah, the beauty of a perfectly toasted McDonald's breakfast bagel. But what about inner beauty? Behold, fluffy egg, melty cheese, plus a sizzling steak patty, sausage or bacon, and any size soft drink or tea for $1.29. The true beauty of a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel is in the mouth of the beholder. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30. Pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist
Christmas Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the Cave Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694. Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop will have a yard sale on Saturday, September 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street. There'll be great deals on household items, decor, and much more. Everything will be priced less than $20. Check out all the bargains, enjoy the soda fountain, and get prescriptions filled. That's the Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop yard sale on Saturday, September 16th with great deals on household items, decor, and much, much more. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
We're back here at the halftime of Round County Fleming County game. Fleming County leads it 26-6. Congratulations to Marvin Moore and Chris Alderman, Chris Holbrook Alderman, for being inducted into the Round County Senior High School Hall of Fame. And also, the Round County Marching Band has performed. I want to tell you that the Round County Marching Band will have a fundraiser. They'll perform live at the Moorhead Sleep Outfitters on Saturday, September 16th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The store opens at 9 a.m. And if you stop by, you could win a pair of Tempur-Pedic Cloud pillows. That's from Sleep Outfitters in Moorhead. The Reds are down to St. Louis, 7-4, top of the seventh inning in Cincinnati. Sunday, the Cincinnati Bengals open at Cleveland at 1 p.m. Tomorrow, the Moorhead State Football Eagles are at Mercer. It's a 7 p.m. game. That's on WIVY. And then the University of Kentucky will host Eastern Kentucky. That'll be 3 p.m. on WKCA. Here's some of the games going on around the area. I have a few scores in. Actually, we'll tell you that among Round County opponents, Lawrence County is off, but Bath County is at Estill County. Ashland Blazer, future district opponent of Round County, is at Bardstown. West Carter is at Floyd Central. Former past opponent East Carter is at district foe Greenup County. George Rogers Clark is at Henry Clay. A district game for Round County, district opponent for Round County, Johnson Central, is hosting Breathitt County. Boyd County is at Mason County. Paris is at Montgomery County, Fairview at Morgan County. Racine leads Pikeville 7-6 at the end of the third quarter. They've gotten into the fourth quarter, I'm sure now. That's a classic game between Class A schools. Lewis County is at Prestonsburg. McGoffin County is at Russell. Russell led 14-0 near the end of the first quarter.
I have to give play-by-play on what's going on here. Me and Randy had the window open, and I took out one of the windows. You can do that here. And there was a massive hornet's nest in between the two panes of windows. I shut the window, and Jackson Baker, Creighton Caskey, and myself have been running around this place looking for wasp killer. Finally found some. I went and sprayed it. Jackson did not feel like I did a sufficient enough job, so he has gone and sprayed it as well. And we're going to can number two of Wasprey. So we've had a little bit of an issue up here in the press box.
I kind of like the window closed because I can now see. I don't have to look through dirty windows or whatever like that. Well, at any rate, let's go ahead and take a break here at halftime with Fleming County leading at 26-6 on WIBY.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Back here on Viking Hill, 26-6. Second half about to get rolling. Want to give another shout out again for hot dog number 3 this evening from Coach Matt Stokes, water number 2.
You a moocher, you know that?
Hey, it's all about who you know. And then when you know that person and they're really, really nice, you know, it's a privilege. Coach Stokes, one of the good ones. Kind of funny moment. Coach Sacker and his wife were getting in their car as I was leaving their booth. As this is going to be a line drive kick that's going to be fielded at the 32 and going straight to the turf is Eli Marsh. He didn't bother at all to get a run back, so it'll be first and 10 round counting from the 33. Coach Thacker and his wife were getting in their vehicle as she pulled up to their tailgating area. And Coach Thacker looked and said, well, I guess that's my cue for us to go home. We're on the Stacy and Stacy train on the way home. And I said, buckle up, Coach. Happy to have everyone along here this evening. 32-yard line, first and 10.
Come to the Optimus Club meeting on Tuesday, and you'll get to hear Matt Stokes talk.
We've already talked about it, and I'm going to arrange to try to make that happen. Snap and the handoff to Judd, running near sideline, has it to the 35-yard line, staying on his feet out to the 40, and a nice first down run of 8 yards or so. Drug down from behind by Austin Farrow. Speaking of Optimus Club bingo every Friday and Saturday night, down in Farmers at the Cave Run Bingo Hall. And there is something on the run there right now they like to call the Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts is over 7,000, and there was actually a jackpot game on worth $2,000 that started tonight.
To kick off the night, yeah, it's big money. Second and two, they hand off to Judd once again, following blockers around the left edge, has it across the 45, just shy of midfield, first down around County. The way that Queen of Hearts works is they do a raffle. One person's drawn, you win an automatic set amount of money. And then if you can pick the Queen of Hearts out of a deck of cards, there's only 17 cards left, you win the jackpot. From their own 49, Round County will have it. First and 10. 26-6. Round County no doubt needs points on this first drive to get back in this one. Hand off to Judd left side, and he's going to be yanked down in the backfield for a loss by Preston Everidge. Everidge came through untouched there.
Went to the well once too often there.
Back to the 45, second and 14.
Great performance for JT Judd tonight. Like I mentioned, there was a freshman a while back. Cole Wallace had a breakout game against Fleming County.
Second and 14. Two receivers left. In the backfield is a running back with Norton, and he almost throws an interception, trying to get it back to the original line of scrimmage to Owen. And it hits off the hands of Horn and pops it to the turf. That was almost picked, and we have an injury on the play, it looks like. One of the helmets came off, so a Round County player will have to come off. That is Owen who will have to come off the field. So third and 14.
Got a little information from the bingo hall since we were talking about it. That jackpot game I was talking about is now at $2,400 just for the jackpot, not with the regular prize for winning the game.
Good concessions, food as well there at the bingo hall. And it's all non-smoking now. That was one reason some people didn't go, but that has changed. Third and 14, Round County. Handoff to Richardson, and in the backfield, he's going to be hit hard. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage and maybe gain a yard, but that was a reverse that Fleming County read like a book. Fourth down and 13 for Round County. And let's see who they send on. Should be the punting unit, and it will be.
Mr. Everything, Deshaun Watson, slowly walking out. He plays offense. He plays defense. He long snaps for the PATs, and he punts. And he plays point guard on the basketball team.
Nate Hall is the long snapper on punts. Returners standing at the 25 and 30 respectively, and this is a fake. As Watson, he was either a bad snap or a fake, and he's going to be pushed back at the 35, and Fleming County's going to have great field position as Watson, after seeing the bad snap I originally called a fake, he decided maybe try to run for it, and he never had a chance. So first and 10 Fleming County from the Round County 36, and a touchdown here blows this one open. So Fleming County in the pistol again. Snap, fake out into the flat and go deep down the field, and it is going to be caught by Fleming County. Reeling it in is Austin Farrow inside the 20. He ripped it away from Deshaun Watson, who didn't have bad coverage at all.
He played the ball and just had it taken. You described it well. He just took it away from him.
Ripped it away, down to the 14, in the red zone, Fleming County, first and 10.
see Tad Johnson down here being a ball boy for the football team. See him everywhere. He's also a manager for the Morehead State men's basketball team. Three receivers right, one left, rolling out to the right is Martin. Pass over the middle, complete, short gain, right at the 10-yard line to Austin Farrow. Second and five. Austin Farrow's name. Every time I say it, it makes me think of American Farrow, one of the greatest horses of all time. Same formation, pistol with three receivers right, one left. They will hand it off to Trent, and Trent runs straight through the hole into the end zone for six. Could have driven a Volkswagen through that hole. 32-6, 8:09 left here in the third quarter. Extra point attempt upcoming by Parker Seals. High snap, gets the hold down, kick up, and the kick is good as well. 33-6, 8:09, third quarter here on WIBY.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings, and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line-X bed coatings are also available. Line-X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Parker Seals will come on to kick off again for Fleming County as they lead 33-6.
Good in the morning, 9 o'clock from the downtown Healy Family McDonald's. We'll have Viking Sports Extra. Join us there or join us here on WIVY.
Seals' kick's going to hit inside the 10 and kick back towards the 10-yard line. Watson has to go back and get it. He was going to let it run into the end zone. He has it out to the 15, 20, 30. One man to beat at the 40. They're trying to catch him from behind across midfield 40. 35, 30, and he is drug down from behind. And we have flags way behind the play. He's drug down inside the 30. And a legal block in the back on Round County. I'll have to see where the penalty was called, but this will be coming back a good ways. Watson was going to let it skip into the end zone, but it took an awkward kick back towards the field of play. And heads up thinking from Watson, penalty was right around midfield, so they'll walk it off from there. And after all said and done, Round County will start from the 37-yard line, first and 10. We'll call it 38-yard line, first and 10. Bumped up a little further. But Round County trailing 33-6, 7:55.
I believe Watson's a quarterback.
Yep, he is. Watson in at quarterback by himself. Two receivers each direction with Richardson out, flanked to the left. And half the offensive line moved. So 5 yards will be the penalty on the false start.
It's like Jackson Hamilton at a wingback spot, took the first big step.
And then everyone.
The flags. Yep.
First and 15, Round County. Watson, same formation by himself in the backfield.
And gave him back.
And offsides, Fleming County. Never said it was going to be pretty, Randy.
Well, you know, Abram Norton, you know, he got hit several times in that first half, but didn't really see one that, it, you know, would put him out of action.
Watson's going to be just swarmed in the backfield as it was a jailbreak blitz, excuse me. And Watson's drug down all the way back at the 25, 26-yard line. Final score, Raceland 7, Pikeville 6.
Well, that carried most of the game. It might have been 7-6 into the first quarter.
At the half, Boyd County 17, Mason County 14.
They've taken Norton's helmet. He's standing down here on the sidelines at the
That means midfield. His night will most likely be over. Second and really long. Watson snap, quick pass out to Hamilton in the flat. Across the 25 to the 30. Has it to the 40, 50. He's going to break free. Hamilton 30, 20. One man trying to catch him, and he will be caught by Landon Johnson. But Jackson Hamilton gets it inside the 10. And a Fleming County player slow to get up. Hamilton slow to get up as well.
I don't know how you what would make it to be an illegal tackle, but that was, he got him by the round the head and slung him to the ground. And I'm sure that would have been Johnson.
6 foot, 175, and a junior. Hamilton takes it from inside the 30 on one end to inside the 10 on the other. And Hamilton's going to have to come off. He's shaking up.
Nothing to do with the high ankle sprain.
Nope. Watson in the shotgun. Takes the snap. He's going to keep it. Cuts back to the right at the 10. Lowers his shoulder down near the 5. Or he's going to be drugged down there by Jonathan Hickerson. Second and goal from the 5 on that left hash. Deshaun Watson in at quarterback. I've enlisted a 6'1", but I just don't think he's 6'1".
I'm not going to tell him that.
I won't either. Judd off his left hip. He'll hand off to Judd in the shotgun. Cuts back left to the middle of the field. Gets back to the 5 where he's going to be upended there by a host of Panthers. Isaac Fry, the leader. At the 5, maybe 5.5, he may have lost a touch. Back to the 6. Third down and goal. 5:20, clock running third quarter, 33-6. Some of these Round County fans have already started to make their way to the vehicles. Judd will go out into receiver spot on the left side. Two receivers right. Richardson tucked in behind the right tackle. They'll throw to Judd on that left side. Judd trying to get around the edge. He's going to be drugged down from behind inside the 5. That'll bring up fourth down inside the 5. Let's see if Round County keeps the offensive unit on the field. And I would safely assume they will. Watson will come over to get the play call. And they say he got to the 5, not inside the 5. So fourth down, right on the 5-yard line. Greenup and East Carter knotted up in a good one. Greenup 33, East Carter 28, 8.5 left in the fourth quarter. And Russell is going to absolutely demolish Magoffin County tonight. One receiver way out to the right. That's Birchfield. 3 bunched up left. Judd in the backfield with Watson. Watson will take the snap, and it's a blitz. Throws over the middle, incomplete. Turnover on downs as Landon Johnson got his hand on the pass. So the Panthers will have it with 4:44 left in this third quarter and a 33-6 lead.
Thank you.
chains being set as Fleming County comes out of the huddle. Pistol formation, and we're going to have a timeout. Round County will break as well. 33-6 off Fleming County, and they have the ball here third quarter on WIVY.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware has a lot to offer and a little bit of everything. We have ladders for those tall jobs and wheelbarrows for the dirty jobs. Tired of hand driving those nails? We have nail guns to save your thumbs. Drills are pretty much a household tool, and we have those too. We even have siding removal tools and Dremel tools. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knepp, 783-1868.
All Fleming County here tonight. Viking Sports Extra tomorrow with Randy and others at the downtown McDonald's right beside the hospital. 9 o'clock. If you can't make it, you can tune in right here on WIVY or WIVYradio.com. Fleming County has it first and 10 after Round County turns it over on downs. And they will hand off to Trent. And Trent's got a full head of steam. Lowers his shoulder at the 10 out to the 15 and a first down on first down. Out towards the 20. For Austin Trent, Birchfield getting in on the stop.
Where did that play start at, Jared?
Play started at the 5.
Thank you.
And went to the 18. So a 13-yard gain. So from the 18, first and 10, Fleming County gets out of their own end zone. Snap to Martin. Quick dump off in the flat is going to be complete to Harn. Stays on his feet out across the 20 and short of the 25, where he will be drugged down by Owen from behind.
I believe Chris Cross got that one.
Cross got that one?
Yeah.
I saw Darryl Cross at halftime. First time I'd seen Darryl in a little bit. Little Darryl Cross, maybe specific. And then Big Darryl from time to time.
Young Darryl.
Young Darryl. No, Little Darryl. I know that'd make him a little irked if I said that. Darryl, a great running back himself for the Vikings. As they hand it off to the man in motion, Harn. He gains a couple yards as he goes across the formation. But interesting to note, the quarterback for Darryl Cross is sitting right here below us, T.J. Chin. And then Adam Wing was a quarterback as well, after TJ was. Adam Wing was a decent little quarterback.
He was.
So it will be third down and a couple.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Off-road enthusiasts, the CF Moto PowerFest sales event is going on at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling. Get a load of these dirt-slinging deals. Score $400 to $800 rebates off 21 and 22 ATVs. Save $500 to $1,200 on all remaining 21 and 22 side-by-sides. A $1,000 rebate off the 23 Z-Force 950 HO Sport. All other 23 ATVs and side-by-sides come with a 3-year limited warranty. Visit Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling today.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Summertime and the living is easy here off the beaten path in and around Moorhead and Round County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and take your pick of outdoor music or indoor folk art or fishing or hiking or water sports or whatever floats your boat here where the bluegrass meets the mountains in the foothills of the Daniel Boone National Forest. We're off the beaten path, but easy to find. Just follow the fun.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ah, the beauty of a perfectly toasted McDonald's breakfast bagel. But what about inner beauty? Behold, fluffy egg, melty cheese, plus a sizzling steak patty, sausage or bacon, and any size soft drink or tea for $1.29. The true beauty of a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel is in the mouth of the beholder. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop will have a yard sale on Saturday, September 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street. There'll be great deals on household items, decor, and much more. Everything will be priced less than $20. Check out all the bargains, enjoy the soda fountain, and get prescriptions filled. That's the Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop yard sale on Saturday, September 16th with great deals on household items, decor, and much, much more. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Well, apologies there. As the possession has switched back and forth a couple times, and our equipment, I don't know what it did. But either way, we are happy to get it back working and update you. It is 33-6 still. But after a punt, Fleming County has taken it pretty far deep down the field, all the way to the 2-yard line from about the 30 on the other side. And so they have it third and goal from the 2. 33-6 your score, 11 minutes fourth quarter.
And a quarter flip there also.
Yep, we did get to the fourth quarter. And a timeout taken by Fleming County. And we'll break as well and see if we can't troubleshoot a little bit more and be back here in just a moment. Fleming County in control here on WIVY.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Fleming County lines up in a power eye formation. And they will pitch it to the third man through, and that was Jordan Horn, and he'll get in for 6. Fleming County adds to it. See if Fleming County goes for 2 here or kicks the extra point. They're going to go for the extra point.
It has to be 36.
36 is what it has to be for
for running clock. So a two, they could go for a 2-point.
I don't think
35.
That's correct. I'm pretty sure once it hits 35. Basketball, it's once it hits 35. And I'm almost positive football is the same. This will make it 34. And the kick will be good. We just broke, so we'll keep it right here. Let's take a look at other football action going on with teams of interest. For the University of Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky will be in town. That's tomorrow, September 9th. And I actually saw an Eastern Kentucky student athlete earlier tonight. Chase Alderman was here as his mom was being recognized in the Hall of Fame. A pitcher for EKU. The Louisville Cardinals, they will be in action, or were in action, should I say, on Thursday, facing off against Murray State. Bengals in action, and they are going up to that city in the north part of Ohio that I won't even give them the credit of saying their name. Their color is a shade of brown, some would say. At a 1 o'clock kickoff. Matchup I'll be watching, though, Buffalo at the New York Jets. See how Aaron Rodgers does in New York after Green Bay just squandered away a good portion of his career. 40-6, 11 minutes left. Richardson, Watson, and Drake back to return. And this is going to be a little pooch kick that's going to go out of bounds at like the 35-yard line. It's going to be interesting to see where this one gets spotted.
35.
Even if it's out at the 35?
No, if it's up above the 35, you can get it where it goes out of bounds. But okay. If it's beyond it, it goes to the 30.
So it's 5 yards from where it went out. So five from the 34 to the 39-yard line. Here you are thinking you were a rule aficionado and they threw a curveball at you. More at State football in action tomorrow at Mercer. You can catch that game right here on WIVY. I wonder if Chuck and them are traveling with football this year. They're not? Still doing it?
They may.
They may?
But they're not this week.
Handoff goes to Judd from Watson. He gets it across the 45, across midfield, into the other 45 he goes. Huge gain on first down. Vikings with the first down. Somebody not happy in the press box. Not sure what that's about. I don't know if you all picked that up on our mics or not. 40-6, 10.5 left, fourth quarter. Watson will take the snap and hand off to Judd, and Judd's going to be drugged down from behind as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Isaac Fry tackles him. I hope you bet the over on the total in the Greenup County East Carter game. 46-36, still time left in the fourth quarter. And speaking of betting the over, we can now actually do that in Kentucky. Sports betting passing. I must say, after this play, I'll mention Bashir's first bets. I don't know if you heard the bets that he made. Second down and 8 for Round County from the Fleming 43. Watson takes the snap, and Watson's going to be swallowed up as he fakes the handoff. Loss of 3 or 4. So Governor Bashir made the first bet legally in the state of Kentucky at Churchill Downs. And pretty witty, the bets that he made. He bet the over on wins for Kentucky and Louisville and bet the under on wins for Duke. Thought that was a pretty funny bet that he made.
For basketball?
I didn't specify the sport. I'm assuming football, but most likely basketball. And all I got to say is right now is Didn't Duke just have an impressive victory?
Yeah, that's right.
I would not want to be betting against Duke right now in football. They beat Clemson, right?
They did.
That's who they beat. Oh, it was great to see Dabo lose. From the 47, Round County will have it, 3rd and 12. Snap to Watson, handoff to Judd, and he's swarmed up immediately. Clayton Waymeyer, it's almost like he knew the play was coming, 4th down and long. And to my Dabo comment, I just say that because, as someone who was making millions of dollars said, he never wanted to coach again if the players made a penny. And here the players are getting paid, and he's still coaching and making more than ever. So, Round County going to go for it on 4th and 17, because why not? Under 8 minutes. This one's over. Happy to have you along here on WIVY. Reminder, if you're riding or driving in your truck or automobile, I ask that you do please buckle up. I'd like to keep you a listener here for Viking Athletics for a long time to come. Watson will take the snap. 3-step drop. Swarmed up, and he goes down again. Leading the charge again was Waymeyer. So Round County's going to turn it over on downs at the 40-yard line. Panthers will take over. Happy to have you along here on WIVY. After the game, we will chat with head coach Kelly Wells. Kelly Ford, I did it. I literally said the other day that I was going to do it. It was just a matter of time. Kelly Wells, of course, the new athletic director at Morehead State. Got a chance to interview him last Thursday for the Morehead State broadcast for ESPN Plus. And Kelly Ford, obviously the football coach here at Round County. Darn. There I was thinking I was going to have a solid night on the airwaves. 1st and 10 from the Round County 40. I have a funny story about a slip-up on the air after this play. 2 receivers each direction. They hand it off to Ed Bunch. Ball's loose, and who jumped on it? Round County celebrating like they have it. And it is recovered by the Vikings. Put on the deck. So Round County will take over. Couldn't see who that was who put it on the deck. Looked like Conley was the one who came up, but it all happened so quick. Round County will take over 1st and 10. The Morehead State game this past week, going into a break, you know, obviously football field, football game. I said it'll be Morehead State basketball when we come back. So even the announcers can be a little rusty in the early ones. 1st and 10 from their own 37. Richardson goes in motion. Turn and the handoff. It's in a swarm of people. Couldn't see who it was. In it, quarterback is Matthew Hamilton. Pelfrey was the one who got that handoff. Graham County wins over East Carter, 46-36. Morgan County wallops Fairview, 62-42. Fairview's not very good this year, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way whatsoever, but some not very good teams are blowing them out. Second and 12, 40-6, 6 minutes left, fourth quarter. The snap, and Hamilton swarmed immediately. He didn't even get a chance to think about handing it off. John Green will now come in and get some action at quarterback. Third and 16.
under 6 minutes left. Green under center. Richardson in motion to the near sideline. And scratch that. That's Matthew Hamilton. He fumbles it. Matthew Hamilton back in at center. It's fumbled and grabbed by Round County. Looks like Judd able to hop on it. Last week, Randy, you picked Kevin Harvick to be the winner at Darlington. It was Kyle Larson. This week they're at Kansas. Put you on the spot again. Who's the pick this weekend? Bubba go back-to-back maybe?
I don't know, but the thing about it is Harvick had the lead and was going down pit road, and the light turned red on him, so he lost his always track position on that.
Timeout Round County, 4th and 22 upcoming. We'll keep it right here with 5:03 left in the fourth quarter, 40-6. Kansas this week, then down at Bristol next week. And then before you know it, the chase will be upon us. Let's take a look at NCAA football tomorrow. Number one, Georgia hosts Ball State. Georgia only a 42-point favorite in that one. Top 25 matchup, number 20, Ole Miss at number 24, Tulane. Number 11, Texas at number 3, Alabama. I know what I'll be doing at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Auburn out at California. Arizona at Mississippi State. And 3 o'clock, EKU at Kentucky. And Louisville played yesterday, or Thursday, rather, against Murray State. 5:03, fourth quarter, 40-6.
Drake's going to punt.
And Drake will punt on this 4th and 22. Drake standing inside his own 15. And that punt almost blocked, may have partially been blocked. It's going to go just to the 41-yard line and kick back in favor of Fleming County, and it'll be Fleming County football at the 39-yard line. And we have a roughing the kicker or running into the kicker?
It was a personal foul.
So that is roughing the kicker.
But I don't think that's one of the automatic first downs in high school. But I'd like to be wrong about that, but I don't think I am.
Let's see here.
Yep, I guess it is one.
It will be a first
ones.
Down, automatic first down from the 40-yard line. Round County will have it first and 10. Question for you, Randy. If Morehead State and the Cincinnati Reds have an event at the same time, who is going to get the priority?
Morehead State.
Thank you, sir. I was just curious, because obviously Morehead State football in full swing and Reds baseball in full swing, both of those carried by WIVY. Timeout Round County, 4:52 left here in the fourth, 40-6 our score. We'll keep it here again. We have gotten plenty of spots in tonight. And that being said, make sure you not only realize and thank the sponsors on this broadcast, but use those sponsors. You hear a restaurant, go eat there. Show your support by not just thanking them, but show them with your business. Because they are the ones that get Viking Athletics on the air right here on WIBY. Poppy Mountain coming up right around the corner.
Tonight, tomorrow night, and then next week, I think Tuesday or Wednesday through Saturday.
We'll probably have a listener up there on the mountain.
Oliver Anthony, whatever his name, is going to be there on Thursday.
That's a huge deal. I don't think some people in Morehead realize how big that is for Morehead to get a performer like that. First and 10 from the 40, and we're going to have movement offsides on that far side of the defensive line. Jumping was Mikey Derman. So that'll make it first and 5. Morehead State Volleyball has a tournament going on this week at the Academic Athletic Center. Multiple teams, multiple games. Go to MSUEagles.com to find more info on that.
Quick dump off in the flat to John Green. He gets the first down across the 50 to the 45, spins back to the middle of the field, and is going to be shoved out by, no joke, six Panthers. Six Panthers converted together. Leading the charge was Branson Hawkins. And that's into Fleming County territory with 4.5 left here in the fourth.
Point this out. Round County played a series there of downs with their reserves in, and Fleming County still had the first unit in there. Now both teams have, you know, reserves in.
Homecoming next weekend here at Paul Usley Stadium, Viking Field. Fleming County will be back at home against Russell. As Hamilton goes deep down the sideline, that's Matt Hamilton trying to find Green at the 20-yard line, and it's incomplete on a pass down that near sideline.
Pretty good throw.
Absolutely. I would not be crazy to assume Matthew and Jackson are brothers, correct?
You are right.
I knew Jackson was Matthew's boy. The older Matthew Hamilton. Second down and 10 from the Panther 43. Matthew Hamilton goes under center, a couple running backs in the backfield. He'll take the snap and hand it off to Birchfield. Birchfield lowers his shoulder across the 40 to the 35. Make that Judd, excuse me. 26 and 25. And I went with the 25 instead of the 6. Third and one. 3.5 left in this fourth quarter. Matt Hamilton goes under center. And we're going to have offsides on Fleming County. That's going to be a free first down for Round County. Fresh set of chains.
That has been one of the, probably the popular flag in this game.
A lot more than normal offsides, that's for sure. First and 10 from the 29 for Round County. Snap and the handoff. That goes to Nate Hale. And he's going to gain a couple inside the 30. All Fleming County here tonight, folks, if you're just tuning in. Snap and the handoff. Coming around the left side is Judd. He cuts back to the right at the 20. 10-5 touchdown, Round County. JT Judd on that cut back to the middle of the field. Got past the last two defenders, and he takes it in for 6. But it's a little too late. JT Judd. For Round County, runs it in. That is his third rushing touchdown of the season. They will go for 2. Under center will be Matthew Hamilton. Quick pass out on the left is going to be caught. And going in almost untouched is John Green for the two-point conversion. Your score, 40-14, 2:13 left fourth quarter. Back in just a moment here on WIBY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Nine plays, 63 yards, 5 minutes and 19 seconds. Rowan County draws to 40-14. J.T. Judd, a 27-yard run, and then a two-point conversion.
2:13. On the clock here in the fourth quarter. Grant, you mentioned 40-14. As Rowan County waiting for... They go ahead from the official. They haven't. They kick it off to the 37, and that Fleming County player just immediately gets it and goes down to the turf. And I'm going to expect Fleming County to maybe take some knees here.
That would be a fortunate end of this game.
We'll have to see. Fleming County 40.
You have
Rowan County 14, and let's see what Fleming County does here.
Yeah, pretty much have JV units out there, so Matt, let them, you know, let them take a few snaps.
There's someone like singing in the press box or something.
The one thing we had earlier came from the coaches upstairs. Not singing.
From the 37. Handoff will go to Hawkins. There's a flag for a hold. Multiple flags on that hold. He gets it out across the 40, where he'll be drugged down, but nothing's going to really count here.
Rand County has Norton and Watson on the sidelines.
That'll back it up to the 25.
Should be the 27. First and 20. That's one they made simple for us this year. Mark it from the line.
So Fleming County, first and 20. Clock rolling, 1:45. New quarterback, Lane Moran, will turn and hand off. Like he was trying to get that to Fry, maybe? No, excuse me. Got Hawkins.
Tackle was Trey Collins.
And Fleming County looks pretty content to just let this clock run out. One minute left in this one. Fleming County has a man go in motion. That's Hawkins. They'll hand off to Hawkins again, running to the far sideline, trying to get around the edge. Can't do it. Going to be dragged down from behind by John Green. And the clock will roll, and Rowan County's going to take a timeout. And Rowan County takes a timeout.
Well,
this game
it's a totally different set of players out there.
True.
I don't know if that has anything
and
to do with it.
Kelly Ford's totally in his right to let these players play it out. Absolutely can do that. After the game, Randy, you'll get to pick a player of the game, I believe.
St. Clair Healthcare, Round County Viking player of the game. Check our buddy Teddy Purcell next door here and see if he's got some numbers. He keeps some stats. And see, there's a couple possibilities on this.
Let's go. I'm going to take you down memory lane on something I learned today. You know, we're talking about Ted Kerpositis here, longtime Fleming County coach. Mm-hmm. There was a picture on his Facebook, and his defensive coordinator was Don Harden.
Oh, yeah, but Don never coached at Round County. He coached,
I never knew that.
He coached in Fleming County, yeah, top school, yeah.
I did not know that about Don. Don was who runs Jim Dandy's. That's where I went for gymnastics as a kid, and that whole family friends of ours. Round County jumps off sides on the third down and 20. So that'll give 5 yards back.
I always thought that really odd because I've worked for Don during the summers as running the park and the American Legion program and all like that. But he was in the Fleming County system.
I won't judge him for it.
They say he was about as good a defensive coordinator, football coach or whatever, as he was a baseball coach.
And he knew his fair share about gymnastics too now.
Well, absolutely.
And now Fleming County is going to take a timeout. I'll repeat this again, folks. 48 seconds, 40 to 14, and we've had back-to-back timeouts. We'll break as well, or I'm going to go crazy. Fleming County full control here on WIVY.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Caskey's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Snapped the ball as we were coming back from the break, and it was a heck of a run for Evan Conley. They handed it off to him. He ran to the near sideline and looped all the way back around to the far sideline, got around the edge, and it was a race down the sideline, and he was able to be chased down inside the 35, and that will be the final play in this contest here this evening. Your final score, it's going to be Fleming County 40. Round County, 14. Fleming County will be back in action at home against Russell after 1 week off. Bye week upcoming for Fleming County. For Round County, homecoming next week here at home against Mason County. Final score, Fleming County, 40. Round County, 14. We'll be back in just a little bit. Talk with Kelly Ford, give you some postgame stats, and a look at our St. Clair player of the game. Back in just a moment.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail. Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
Back here at Paul Ousley Stadium on Viking Hill. It's Hall of Fame, Rowan County Senior High School Hall of Fame night. Congratulations to Marvin Moore and to Chris Holbrook Alderman, the two inductees into that Hall of Fame. Next week, next Friday night against Mason County, it will be homecoming, and this will be a big week with the Powder Puff game and all like that for Rowan County. 14-6 Fleming County at the end of one, 26-6. Fleming County at the half, 14-6 at the one, 26-6 at the half, right? 33-6 into the third quarter, and the final is 40-14. Scoring in the second half, well, let's just take a look at Rand County's touchdown in the first half. It came with 4:19 to go in the first quarter. Jackson Hamilton, a 9-yard pass from Abram Norton. The kick was blocked, and that made it 14-6 at the time. And Round County had a couple chances in that half to get really much closer, and just things did not go their way and ended up down 26-6 at the half. Round County's second half touchdown came with 2:13 to go in the fourth quarter. J.T. Judd, a 27-yard run. John Green caught a pass from Matthew Hamilton, and that was the final score of the game, actually. Round County's final score and the final score of the game. And it's 40-14, Fleming County winning it. A great game, especially in the first half for Austin Trent. He did get hurt and missed a few plays, but he did come back in for that. He had the first touchdown on a 19-yard run. Aiden Johnson, the second touchdown for Fleming County on a 6-yard run. Jordan Harn scored on a 4-yard run. And Aiden Johnson scored his second touchdown, a 12-yard run. That's late in the second period. And that's the way we got to 26-6 at the half. Trent did get another score in the third quarter at 8:09, a 9-yard run. And then the final score, Jordan Harn got a second touchdown, also a 2-yard run for Fleming County. In Round County next week, we'll host Mason County here for homecoming. And in the morning, 9 o'clock, Viking Sports Extra. And we'll have guests and talk Round County sports on that. And we'll also go over all the folks that are going to be down in Owensboro in the 2A championships. We'll come back with more on the postgame show after this on WIVY.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Ah, the beauty of a perfectly toasted McDonald's breakfast bagel. But what about inner beauty? Behold, fluffy egg, melty cheese, plus a sizzling steak patty, sausage or bacon, and any size soft drink or tea for $1.29. The true beauty of a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel is in the mouth of the beholder. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop will have a yard sale on Saturday, September 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street. There'll be great deals on household items, decor, and much more. Everything will be priced less than $20. Check out all the bargains, enjoy the soda fountain, and get prescriptions filled. That's the Holbrook Drug, Soda Fountain, and Gift Shop yard sale on Saturday, September 16th with great deals on household items, decor, and much, much more. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 208 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Back here at Posley Stadium, Viking Field, on Viking Hill. Let's go ahead and mention that the St. Clair Healthcare Round County Viking player of the game is going to be the freshman, J.T. Judd, 85 yards plus rushing, scored a touchdown. And in truth, anything that bad can happen bad has happened. He, last time he had the football, he sprained his ankle, so...
Yeah, he rode it a little good. He said he was good. I mean, that's the story right now. I mean, we're just, you know, our young youthness, we're not very strong up front. I mean, tonight, I mean, Fleming County dominated the box. I mean, we didn't tackle very well. You know, kids play hard. You know, at times we did some good things, and then we would shoot ourselves in the foot and be behind the chains, or, you know, we get a big play. I was really tickled to death the way our special teams played tonight, and, you know, we'll continue to work and build off of it, and you know, get ready for Mason next week.
Yeah, there was that one stretch in the second quarter when we had a chance to do some things, and that was another one of those. If anything could go wrong, it went wrong.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we did it to ourselves, and you know, give a credit to Coach Spence and Fleming County. I mean, they did some good things tonight. They ran the ball well tonight. I mean, they threw it. Well, Mason Stout, man, we just got to tackle fundamental things that we keep doing over and over and over and over again. That, you know, at a point we got to get it corrected. And, you know, you keep preaching it, you keep working on it in practice until it finally clicks. And, you know, still, you know, our young guys still battle. I mean, a lot of guys got reps tonight that normally don't play varsity. And, you know, we'll continue to build. They'll get that experience, and I'll tell you down the road, I mean, it's a bright future.
Yeah, there's some of those young kids, and Green, Judd, Matthew, a lot of those young kids look good tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we started two freshmen tonight.
Barnett had a great game.
You know, he played well up front for us. You know, his first live bullets on the varsity side. I mean, he spot played for us. But, you know, going against a really good, strong offense and defensive line for Fleming. And, you know, we're tickled to death to have him in the program. And, you know, our key is, just like I told them in the huddle, guys, they're stronger than us. I mean, they live in the weight room. I mean, people just don't understand the weight room is just such a big factor in athletics. And if you don't take pride in the weight room, you know, you'll get the justification what we got tonight.
Yeah. Next week is homecoming, and it's another great opponent. But right now, you just got to be, you know, wonder who is going to be able to just literally play next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had some guys go down tonight. I mean, Dom went down. I mean, Deshaun rode his ankle tonight, and you know, JT kind of, you know, rode his ankle. I mean, we're banged up. I mean, we're a banged up football team, and you know, but you know, old saying is the next man up. We figured it out. We'll figure it out, and we'll have 11 on the field to play next week. That's for sure.
It's a big week on campus, the powder puff and all these things. It's you know, it will be a fun week for the folks at the high school.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one change they got this year with, you know, SGA has moved the powder puff game to Sunday due to all of our activities during the week with volleyball and soccer and all that stuff going on. So Sunday evening at 6 o'clock will be our powder puff game here on the field here.
Not day after tomorrow, are we talking about?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's gonna kick off the homecoming week. With our powder puff at 6, and then we with the movie on the field here, Lon, I think they're gonna cook burgers and hot dogs for them after the festivity. So Sunday we'll kick off our homecoming.
Yep. And another great crowd tonight, and I know homecoming will dictate that next week. So what amazing crowds these young kids have got to play before.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fan support and the community has been really great coming out and supporting these young guys. And, you know, we had two great people go into the Hall of Fame tonight with Mr. Moore and Chris. And, you know, congrats to them. I wasn't able to be out here to Acclache, but I know I'll run through them in town somewhere. But congratulations to those two of going into our Hall of Fame.
All right. I mean, that's about what we can say. It's the not knowing how, you know, how these young men are going to respond physically to their injuries and whatever like that. And, you know, maybe we can kick it around in the morning and talk about it again.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. I mean, adversity's hit us. Yeah. How are we going to respond? I mean, that's the thing about it, and that's what's so great about this game. And so it teaches so much life lessons, and, you know, get these kids ready for after when the air goes out of the ball. So. We'll keep grinding. I mean, that's what, you know, football is, a grind. I mean, every week you got to come out and play to your best potential and, you know, and keep our kids upbeat. I mean, it was our first, still hadn't did a full week of school because we was off on Monday. I mean, things are starting getting a roll. Everybody's getting in a routine and, you know, our kids, they'll keep battling. I mean, it's no doubt in my mind, man. Those kids got big hearts. So they show up, I mean, ready to go to work. So. We'll get back at it Sunday with film and weights, and then we'll come out and enjoy a little powder puff and play and watch a little movie on the lawn.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Well, that's going to wrap it up here. Again, the final score, Fleming County 40, Round County 14. I want to thank the folks from Heming County for their assistance with the broadcast, Coach Ford and his staff, and all the folks in the Round County Athletic Department. We'll send it away with that. Well, again, our St. Clair Healthcare player of the game was JT Judd, a freshman, with 85 yards plus rushing and a touchdown. And, you know, we'll be back with you in the morning, 9 o'clock, from McDonald's in downtown Moorhead on Viking Sports Extra. Talk about a lot of things, rehash all the trips to Owensboro for the 2A that some teams are making, and then what's going on. Final score once again, Fleming County 40, Round County 14, Fleming County 3-1 on the season, Round County 1-3. For my partner, Jared Stacy, I'm Randy Stacy, thanking our studio engineer, Owen Mundy. And until next time, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County High School Football on the voice of the Vikings, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, the Citizens Bank of Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books, The Fuzzy Duck, Caskey's Jewelry, Gun and Pawn, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Niff, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Regional Medical Center, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Viking football on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Now more 24/7 fun on WIVY.